A group of computer security experts is sounding the alarm on an internet voting program being launched this year by the Pentagon. The purpose of the demonstration project is to help make it easier for members of the military, their dependents, and U.S. citizens overseas to cast ballots in the 2004 elections. Many had problems in 2000 getting their absentee ballots counted on time. But the researchers say internet voting is so flawed, the project should be stopped. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The program, which could involve up to 100,000 voters this year, is called SERVE. That stands for Secure Electronic Registration and Voting Experiment. Four researchers who've studied the Pentagon's plans say it might be an experiment, but it's far from secure. Avi Rubin, a professor of computer science at Johns Hopkins University, says all the protections in the system can't erase a basic fact about the personal computers most people will use to cast their ballots.
Today's PCs are vulnerable to worms and viruses and Trojan horses, and there's nothing that we can do about that. To turn them into voting booths just doesn't make sense at this point in time.
Rubin and his fellow researchers from the University of California, Berkeley, and the Lawrence Livermore National Lab say someone with malicious intent could seize control of one or many PCs. They could then switch votes, block them from being cast, or just wreak enough havoc to put the election results in doubt. Rubin says voters and election officials might not even know an attack has occurred.
You could imagine that you walk up to a machine in another country in the cyber cafe, you place your vote, and somebody has tampered with the software, either a virus or the owner of the cyber cafe, and they just change your vote. So when you go to check if your vote counted, you'll see that, in fact, you have voted.
But he says because of privacy restrictions, you might not be able to learn whether the vote recorded is actually for the candidate you chose. Those working on SERVE and several other researchers who've reviewed the Pentagon's plans say the security threats have been grossly exaggerated. Scott Weedman is deputy director of the Federal Voting Assistance Program, the Pentagon office that oversees the project.
We feel that the system protections are quite robust, and they do provide a significant capability to detect and thwart many of the types of attacks which they mention in the report.
He says individuals who choose to participate will have a special digital identifier to prevent someone else from casting votes in their name, and that every ballot will be encrypted. He says Congress required the Pentagon to conduct the experiment because so many service members overseas have had problems obtaining and casting absentee ballots by mail.
For the most part, the folks that are in the States and perhaps Europe and Asia, you know, on the installations or whatnot, are able to receive the ballots in time and get them back. But we really wanted to look at an alternative for the folks that what we call the hard nut to crack, or the folks that are hard to reach.
He says the whole purpose of the demonstration project is to see whether or not internet voting does the trick and whether it should eventually be expanded to all 6.5 million Americans in the military or living overseas. This year, eligible voters from only seven states, Arkansas, Florida, Hawaii, North Carolina, South Carolina, Utah, and Washington, can participate. Agnes Garvin runs elections in Beaufort County, South Carolina, the home of three military bases. She says her office had a horrendous time in the last election with absentee ballots, and this year could be worse with so many soldiers deployed. She thinks the benefits of internet voting far outweigh any risks.
If people are going to cheat on the election, they're going to cheat on the election, whether it's internet or whether it's at the precinct. But it's going to take an awful lot of collusion in order to do that. You'll have to bribe me. You'll have to bribe the programmers.
But Avi Rubin of Johns Hopkins says that's the problem with the internet. It doesn't take a conspiracy to disrupt things. One determined hacker might do. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.